Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the California Angels, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knoop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi takes first base on ball four. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGraw. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's 1-0, Angels. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schall moves to second. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Adcock. Hansen moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Weiss moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 0. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 2-0, Angels. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. Rogers moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. It's 3-0, Angels. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Angels. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 0 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adcock. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin bunts towards the mound. Chance fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin scores. Cater moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Angels. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Al Weiss. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Cater scores. It's White Sox, 3, Angels, 3. Ken Berry pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Pete Ward pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is walked intentionally. Bob Lee now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Ward moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Don Buford now playing second base. Danny Cater now playing third base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tommy McCr Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Al Spangler pinch hits for Bob Lee. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Pearson moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Angels, 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts between the mound and first base. Fisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Pearson moves to third. Fregosi moves to second. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearson scores. Fregosi moves to third. It's 5-4, Angels. Bobby Smith pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Suklaw now pitching. Vic Power now playing first base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. John Romano pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 4. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Kopp now playing second base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Suklaw covering, for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suklaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.